Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello. Today our adventure in creation journey is one of migrating back for animals and birds to the place where they will raise their families. Jeremiah 8:7 says, "Observe the time of their migration." Last fall, we talked about animals migrating to another place, like the monarch butterflies going to South Mexico for the winter, elk coming down from high mountaintops into the valleys, and birds flying south. In 1 month, it will be spring. And even now, migrating animals are slowly coming back to their homes. The first migrators you might see are birds. So many leave for the cold months and return starting in late February, where they will now raise their families. When I was a volunteer for Grandfather Mountain during Hawk Watch, we were told sharp-shinned hawks migrate almost to the tip of South America every winter. Well, it's winter here, but in the pampas of Argentina, it is summer. Smart birds, they will be back soon to start finding a mate and a good place to build a nest. Birds will be arriving, so watch where you live, even at school or while riding in the car, to see if any of them have arrived yet. Last summer and fall, I always saw a sharp-shinned hawk flying above the grasses around WECR radio station. Other migratory animals in the area are trout, who are looking for good spawning beds to lay their eggs before they go back to where they stay for the rest of the year. Deer, ground squirrel, squirrels and bear do not migrate. They stay in their den or home area and have paths that take them to different directions to find food. My closest neighbor lives on top of a mountain above my home that I am on a creek. He has bear, cubs, turkey, their poults, their babies, deer and fawn at his house in the summer. I have seen raccoon tracks, deer, one bear paw print, and heron tracks on my road in the mud. Spring is coming, and the animals are returning by migration, coming out of hibernation, or for the many species, preparing for the birth of their young as spring appears. Thank you, Jesus, for your seasons and how life responds to them. Thank you for animals migrating back, coming out of hibernation, and getting ready for their young to be born. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.